بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ليس الشديد بالسرعه، انما الشديد الذي لا يملك نفسه عند الغضب. متفق عليه. In the chapter of Sabr in Riyad al-Salihin, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that conditions will come in our lives. Sometimes conditions that seem to be adverse and difficult for us, how to handle the situation on those occasions. A beautiful advice Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, and all the advices of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obviously is beautiful. That is, if we try and bring it into our lives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here mentions, narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that who is a strong person? Generally a person thinks that a strong person is like a wrestler who can overpower his opponent and put him down. That is a strong person. And this was generally in the time of the days of ignorance, and today we think we are progressive, but we are in so-called, we are in modern ignorance, and we are in so-called very intellectual ignorance, that we all think that strength is according to our abilities, according to our financial muscle, etc. That is why our efforts today all is just in towards dunya, and our effort is not focused toward where we have to go to akhirat. That is where our real strength lies. But unfortunately, we are wasting our time in the gyms, we are wasting our time in the malls, etc. And when conditions come upon us, then we become so angry, and we take out and vent our anger in the wrong way, in the wrong places, etc. So here Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us that a strong person is not a wrestler that is overpowered, that overpowers his opponent. But a strong person is that person who can control his desires when he becomes angry. That anger will come to a person. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned so beautifully that there are three conditions. If a person doesn't become angry, then he's like a donkey. A donkey, you do it anything, it doesn't become angry. A human being, Allah has made us such that anger will come, but we have to learn how to control that anger. When we should control and how we should vent that anger. And that is why Allah Rabbul Izzat has sent the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and then Allah Ta'ala has kept the pious servants of Allah till the day of when Allah Ta'ala wants to bring the world to an end. Allah Ta'ala says, "Kunu as-sadiqeen." Be with the true righteous servants. They will teach us how to control our anger, how to direct our anger in the right way. Otherwise, a person becomes angry. For example, now we heard the news that the lockdown will be extended. Now we get angry, we start swearing the government, we start swearing that one, but we don't look at our own selves. That am I changing my life? How much did I change in the last few days? Did I really take stock of myself? Did I sincerely recite astaghfar with consciousness? Or I'm just reading astaghfirullah, and I'm not really conscious that I must change my life. So here Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us. And generally when these conditions come, some adverse conditions come, or you lose something, now where you must vent your anger, you vent it in the wrong place. You get angry with your wife, you get angry with your children, you get angry with your workers, because they are weak people. And that anger, it is a clear sign that anger is from shaitan. Shaitan fools us and makes you feel that you are a very angry person. But if somebody stronger than you comes in front of you, then you see that anger just disappears. So here we are taught, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says that you will get angry. A person who doesn't get angry, he is a shaitan, he is a donkey. And a person who gets angry and doesn't control his anger, he is a shaitan. And a person who gets angry and learns how to control his anger. And anger, we should get angry only for the causes of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, if we break the commands of Allah, we should get angry upon ourselves. And we should only get angry when Allah Ta'ala's command is broken, and we should vent our anger in the right way. For thus we have to learn from the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala how to vent our anger, how to control ourselves. Then Allah Ta'ala will make things easy for us under all conditions.